Andra mai enepe musa, polutropon hos malapon. Sing to me of the man, muse, the man of twists and turns.
The opening line of Homer's famous epic poem, The Odyssey. An appeal to the muses for their gift of inspiration has belonged to the art of poetry ever since antiquity. Even in the modern age, Dante and Shakespeare include such appeals in their works. As early as the 7th century BC, the Greek poet Hesiod mentions the names of the nine muses. They're said to be the daughters of Zeus, king of the gods, and Mnemosyne, the goddess of memory. Accompanied by Apollo on the lyre, the songs of the muses entertained the gods on Mount Olympus. They lived on Parnassos, a mountain close to Delphi, which famously was sacred to Apollo. The nine muses are, in alphabetical order, Calliope, Clio, Erato, Euterpe, Melpomene, Polyhymnia, Terpsichore, Thalia, and Urania. Quite a series of names. To remember them, you'd have to invent a mnemonic, a word appropriately derived from Mnemosyne, their mother. The muses are goddesses embodying all the liberal arts in ancient Greece. Later, particular areas of the arts were attributed to each of them, with, for example, Thalia as the muse of comedy, Urania the muse of astronomy, and Terpsichore the muse of dance. Some of their names can still be found in the cultural sector today. As the protector goddesses of the arts, the muses were venerated in their own shrines, known in antiquity as a museion, the seat of the muses. Appropriately, museion is the origin of the modern word museum. The muses have also given us another word as well, music.